Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Look at this face. I know the years are showing. Look at this life, I still don't know where it's going. I don't know much, but I know I love you. That may be all I need to know.
Look at these eyes, they've never seen what matters. Look at this dream, so big and so better.
I don't know much, but I know I love you. That may be all I need to know. So many questions still left unanswered. So much I've never broken through.
And when I feel you near me, sometimes I see so clearly. The only truth I've ever known.
Look at this man, so blessed with inspiration. Look at this soul, still searching for salvation. I don't know much, but I know I love you. And that may be all I need to know.
Friday, I'm awesome.
Amen, amen. And we got a great show for
y'all tonight. We have our guest on here, Mrs. Brandy Elliott. And a lot of people out there are a little afraid to be homeowners. So we want to get rid of some of those myths and tell you how easy it may be. And there are a lot of options, from just buying your home outright with cash, loan, or rent to own. And with that information, you know, we're going to go to our special guest. But before I say that, I want to say hi to all my global listeners from north to south, east to west, and all over the globe. And we're broadcasting right now in 25 countries. And right now I'm on location at the Econo Lodge because it's pet friendly. I'm transitioning from moving out of my home into another location. Until the other people are out, I'm staying in a hotel. And, you know, people think that being in a hotel is fun. After a while, the first couple of days is good, but after a while, it gets to be boring. So that's my life, you know. I guess some people would like to trade with me. Have at it. Without further ado, I want to ask my guest, Brandy, how you doing, baby?
Hey there. Everything is going great.
Wonderful. You know, like I was saying, I've been through this selling homes, buying homes thing before. But a lot of people out there are afraid to buy a home, and they don't understand a lot of times to buy a home is cheaper than paying for rent. So how could you explain that to make these possible first home owners, you know, to feel comfortable, to just relax? It's not as scary as you think, the process.
Well, the process, I mean, it's more affordable than you may think. You're right about that. You can get into a home right now with areas with different products. The first thing you need to do is call a realtor and ask what your options are. When someone comes to me, the first thing I do is give them a list of my trusted lenders. And depending on what they qualify for, they'll structure the loan that best fits them. It could be a conventional, and it could be something with as little as no money down. It just depends on their particular situation. So they could look at 3.5% down, or they could look at no money down. I mean, there's so many things out there, and a lot of people think it takes a lot more money to get in a house when actually sometimes it's less than actually than putting a deposit down for rent.
Amen. That is so true. That is so true. But before you go on, I'm going to let Chris ask his question.
Hello, Brandy. My name is Chris Michael Ward. I'm Terry's co-host. My question, well, first let me start off by asking you, how long have you been a realtor?
For many, many moons. I'm 39, and I'm 39, and I started when I was around, I think, 22. I did take a break during the recession. It worked well because I was having kids, and I have four boys. So I picked back up in 2012. So that's pretty much been ever since.
Awesome.
Okay, is there another question, Chris?
My other question is, what advice do you give people who may not be qualified to buy a house but want to buy a house in the future? Like, what advice do you give them?
Well, first I would ask why they think they're not qualified.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on that, we would go from there because people may think that they're not qualified, but they really have to talk to a lender, and the lender has to ask them the questions to see. A lot of times, if you've been in the profession for 2 years, I mean, sometimes people think if they've had bankruptcy, they can never go back into the home, you know, into the mortgage market, and that's simply not true. I think in some instances, as little as 2 to 3 years, they can get back into that. It just depends on talking to the right professional and the right lender. And I work with lenders day to day, every day, full time, so they give them bad advice and put them in the right position. And normally I take people to the lender first because that helps me structure the deal. If I don't know what they're working with, I don't know how to structure the deal, and that is crucial. And that's where we go. That is step one. And if they're not ready, we get them ready.
No, that's awesome.
Yeah, well, thank you. You know, Brandy, a lot of people think that they don't qualify to own a home because of their credit score. But I was watching Steve Harvey, and he said, really, to buy a home, all you need is a credit score of 580. Now, I don't know if that's correct or not, but, you know, a lot of people at least can get into their 500s. But one thing I learned through the process of selling and buying a home is that, you know, there's a lot of things people may qualify for. Like where I used to live at, it was considered agricultural land, so they get a free grant or a down payment that they do not have to pay back, which is one thing. I know the military, you don't have to put anything down. The military loans takes care of your down payment. You know, there's a lot of things, you know, and even as a first buyer, you can get a credit, a homestead credit, on your taxes, land taxes. Mm-hmm. So you need to really consider, just don't give up. Think about owning something that belongs to you, because then you have more power as far as getting loans, as far as maneuvering, you know, different things. Your credit score goes up. But I'm just saying, I learned some interesting things by going through the process myself. And what would you suggest to somebody who's brand new and they've been paying like $800 a month rent, when I know you can get a house for less mortgage? What would you suggest they do?
Well, the first thing you want to do is you want to get with an agent that is full-time working in the business. And the reason I say that is because regulations, loans, all those things change constantly 24/7. And I'm constantly changing lenders that I prefer. And so when people come to me, I'm like, okay, this is who has this, go check them out. This is who has this, go check them out. And depending on your life situation, that is the crucial first step. Get your agent, be loyal to them, commit to them, interview them, decide who you're going to work with, who has the best vendor list, go with them. Once you commit to them, they're going to send you to the lender. They're going to give you a list to choose from. Go with them. Talk to the lenders and then decide what program works best for you. If your credit is in the dump, those lenders, they're going to help you and tell you what you need to do to get your credit where it needs to be. If it's like you were saying, sometimes loans will work off of a low credit score. That is because they're looking at other factors. They may want a certain amount of money down. They may be looking at the longevity in your career. There's so many components to be able – they can manually look at that and say, okay, well, this is what's going on. Their credit score's low, but here they are. And that's why they'll go ahead and go with a deal.
Okay. Well, Chris, go ahead and ask your next question.
But it really starts with the agent. It starts with the agent.
Well, Brandy, my question is, because, you know, it's because of how a lot of men are, and when you first became a realtor, did a lot of men like bring you down, or were you respected because you're a woman? How was it like from a woman's standpoint? Did you have a lot of people who didn't think that women should be realtors when you was working your way up, or were people supportive?
Well, honestly, the women, if it's a situation, the women are the ones that make the decision. If it's a husband wife thing, if the woman doesn't like the house, it's not happening. It's a very collaborative deal. I've never felt held back because of my gender at all whatsoever.
Oh, that's awesome.
But I mean, I think a woman has an advantage point because I'm not sure. Honestly, I'm not sure why. But we know we're very engaged. We're very understanding of it's buying a home is a very emotional process, and women are by nature very emotional. So we understand what people are going through, and we can empathize with that. I've never felt like that was a problem. Maybe when I was younger, I felt like I had the cards stacked against me because I didn't have enough life experience, but never because I was a woman.
Oh, well, that's awesome. That's good.
So I have a question. Brandy, I know how, like this politics, like it's shown on TV, that, you know, when they're in the office, they expect you to have so many hits. How often, and what's the ratio between, you know, how often can you close on an average, you know, because since they only get paid once they sell a home, you know, some days it can be long winded before you get a paycheck. So how does that work?
Well, in real estate, there's different ways. Depending on areas of the country, some people can get draws. They can do auctions. We get paid when we close the deal. A typical agent, I think, closes maybe 10 a year. I don't know the statistics right offhand. I mean, I closed 20-something deals last year. My goal is to close at least 60 this year. I think I've closed about 5 so far. I'm behind on my numbers. But, I mean, you know, it just depends. Everyone has different goals. Everyone comes from different avenues. Some agents are retirees. They don't really care. I am a primary breadwinner. I have a family of 6, so I care a lot.
So I don't blame you.
So, am I understanding your question correctly?
The question was, what's the average that most realtors close, whether it's auction or home or whatever, in a year? Because since they only get paid once they close the deal, what's the average income that most realtors make from being a realtor? I'm not talking about the overachievers. Like, you know, you said you did 60 in 1 year. I believe that's a high, but for the average.
No, I did 24, I think, last year, and the average is about somewhere around 10 or 11. There's a huge misconception. People look at agents and they're like, oh, you know, they're doing great. This is a very, very difficult job. There's many, many moving pieces. If you're not all in, you are not going to do well in this profession. You have to be all in. You have to be there because there's so many individuals that you have to keep on track. You could talk to anywhere from 10, you keep on track anywhere from 10 to 24 people at any given time, and you have to make sure all those things line up for the day it closes. So if you're working as a teacher and an agent, that's where you're going to make like 1 or 2 or 3 deals a year. I mean, it's just, you just can't do that because people need to talk to you and you need to be available 24/7.
Right. Okay, Chris, you got your question, baby. Go ahead.
All right. My question is, Brandy, when you was growing up, what kind of dreams did you have growing up? I mean, did you always want to be a realtor, or did you have other dreams that set you back? I mean, what was it about being a realtor that you liked?
I did actually. I always felt like I wanted to be an agent. There was never a time though in high school that they said, "Hey, you could do this and be this, and this is what you can achieve." There was never a program for that. There was never a college path for that. It was just like, you can take this, or you could be a teacher and put this amount of time in, because I did, teacher has always been my second runner up. Like, I'm not sure. I could always go into teaching, I guess. But, you know, you take one class, you go in, and then you become an agent. And no one, and even in that one class, it's nothing like the real deal. It's nothing like boots on the ground and doing it. But there was nothing out there. They said, go to college, do this, do that, and that was it. There was nothing that had, like, oh, you want to be a real estate agent? But that was always in the forefront of my mind. I always, like, when I was 18 years old, felt like I was sitting on my hands because I wanted to do the deal. I always felt that way. So it was just a natural transition.
Yeah, Brian, when you said that you always wanted to be a realtor, I thought about a little girl with a briefcase in her hand, you know, thinking about selling houses. You know, that's the vision that came to me. But we need to take a small break, and we'll be back in 2 and 2. Stay with us.
When I was pregnant in jail, I thought I was going to have a baby and the baby would never be with me, but I was acquitted a month and 3 days before Tupac was born. I was real happy because I had a son.
When I was young, me and my mama had beef, 17 years old, kicked out on the street. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was the fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blame mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whoop into my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Dear mama, nobody tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out, started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. Just working with the scraps you was given. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. You're trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you,
and dear mama,
please, no one above
you. You all appreciate it. Pour some liquor and I reminisce, cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me, and all the extra love that you gave me.
I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. And there's no way I can pay you back, but my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.
So, our special guest, Brandy, I want to tell you that we appreciate you being here. And we got a couple of minutes. So, tell everyone how to get a hold of you and your last words. And we're going to take this home.
Okay. Well, just call or text me anytime. Anything I can do to help anyone, I'm always glad to do that. My number is 251-786-2136. More than happy to help anyone and guide them on the path, whatever works for them, whether they're buying, owning, renting, whatever. I will help you.
And what's any media site that you're on?
It's about the relationship for me. So first thing I like to people to do is just reach out to me personally, and then I lead them on to my website, my Facebook, whatever. But they can get directly connected with me by my phone.
Yeah.
That's what I prefer. So, again,
yes,
that's 251-786-2136.
On that note, I'd like to say thank you for being on. I'd like to say to everyone out there, if you're out there driving, be safe. Watch the speed limits because there are a lot of traps out there for you. Chris, is there anything you would like to say before we get off of here?
Yeah, just thanks for listening, and we'll see you. You know, tune in next week.
Okay, Brandy, anything you would like to say, darling?
Thank you for having me on. I didn't know what to expect.
You're welcome.
Oh,
thanks for coming on.
Like, hey,
I love you so much, Terry. I'm so glad that I'm going to get to be a part of your life. So I'm thankful for that.
Well, praise God. And like I said, we're on location, and this hotel is getting busy. My dog is growling because he hear people going down the hallways. And on that note, I'm going to say good night, everybody. Have a good one. Peace out.
All right. Happy Friday. Happy Friday. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.